Welcome back to Lost River Sessions Live from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green. I'm Emil Moffitt along with Darius Barati. We'd like to thank Mike Simpson, Farmers National Bank, the Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Glasgow EPB, Warren County Public Library, and Caitlin and Zach Simpson. And Darius, we are very excited to welcome this evening a great band, The Local Honeys, coming up here in just a few minutes.
Anytime we can have a band that sounds as good as they do, also from Kentucky, it's huge. So for everybody out there listening, I think it's going to be a great treat. You'll learn a little bit about some of the music and the songs and some of the people you probably didn't know before, but at the end of the day, you'll be tapping your knee and tapping your foot, and so it should be a great night.
All right, Lost River Sessions is proud to present from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green, Kentucky, The Local Honeys.
Thank you all so much. We're so honored to be here. It's a real treat. We pride ourselves in playing all throughout the region and internationally, but we really love to play in the great state of Kentucky, and we're so proud to be at the Capital Arts Center. This is our first time here, so thank you for coming out to support us. We really appreciate it. But thank you. My name is Linda Jean Stokely, and I'm from Woodford County, Kentucky, and these are my two best good friends in the whole wide world. This is Montana Hobbs. She's from Lee County, Kentucky, and this is Megan Gregory. She lives in Olive Hill, Kentucky, and we're the Local Honeys. We met a few years ago while we were attending Morehead State University, and Montana and I actually became the first women to graduate from that program, the first women to graduate with Bachelor's of Arts degrees in traditional hillbilly music. So we're very proud of that. And we were playing throughout the region as the Local Honeys while we were in school. But after we graduated, we bought one-way tickets to Dublin, Ireland. And we just lived there for a while and had a really great time and learned lots of beautiful songs. And this next song is one that we learned, and it kind of jump-started our desire and say, let's do this. Let's perform, and let's continue to educate and preserve traditional music. And this is an English ballad that we learned from Shirley Collins, great English folk singer. And we actually just played a screening of a new documentary. It's called The Ballad of Shirley Collins. You should check it out. She accompanied Alan Lomax on all of his recordings when he recorded in 1959 of all these places in the South, and he never credited her. She ran the tapes. Thank you. Thank you. We were able to meet Megan Gregory. She moved from Carter County, Tennessee to Carter County, Kentucky not too long ago, and she began teaching at Morehead State University. And that's how she came to play with us and plays as much as she can. She's our honorary honey mummy. And we're going to play a tune that we learned from our favorite string band, Clack Mountain String Band at Morehead, Kentucky.
It's called Train on the Island.
Was awful fast. That's a really fun tune. But kind of some things that we like to do is travel around and meet lots of folks that play regional music and learn old tunes and songs from them, because you gotta keep playing the old stuff and you gotta keep writing new stuff. But this is one that we learned from a man named Paul David Smith out of Pike County, Kentucky. He's from Canada, Kentucky. And this is a tune that he played. He learned from his friends. It's called Let Me Learn Ya How to Rock and Be. We're going to pair this with a Gene Ritchie protest song.
We actually, I think the whole reason that we're here is because we were lucky enough to film a Lost River Sessions with Darius and the crew. And we had a really, really, really great afternoon at the Hobson Historical House, and a beautiful place. And this was one of the videos that we did, these two tunes together. And here it is again, if you haven't seen it online, but you can go see it online. There are links somewhere. I'm from Lee County, Kentucky. That's Beattyville, Kentucky. Both my parents were railroaders. My dad was a locomotive engineer for CSX. My mom was a clerk for CSX. They met by him running down the rails and him hanging his head out the window and hollering at her like a dog. And that was back in the 80s-ish or something like that. And probably still seen as sexual harassment, but, you know, she let it go. And she eventually married him. But being from a railroad family, I kind of have an affinity for railroad and songs, which, lucky for our field of work, there's plenty to be had. And my mom is originally from Perry County, Kentucky, which is Hazard. And that is also the home of the great Miss Jean Ritchie, who was the folk mother. Yeah, give it up for Jean Ritchie. She's a national treasure and a world treasure because she not only popularized the mountain dulcimer, she also withheld the knowledge of over 300 songs and ballads that came from here, from the English Isles, from all over the place. She was also a brilliant songwriter. And she wrote a song in 1962, talking about the boom and bust of the coal industry. And it's called "The L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore." And she was a very young woman, and she had the foresight to publish this song underneath her grandfather's name, because she knew that if she sang a song that was kind of a protest song, absolutely a protest song, in her hometown, that the industry was dependent on coal and the railroad industry, she'd catch a lot of flack for it. But she eventually reclaimed the song and reclaimed the title of it, and we're very proud of that she did. And we love to sing this song for her.
Let's
Protest songs. We had the privilege last year to be invited down to Wilkesboro, North Carolina, at a little festival called Merle Fest. Wonderful festival if you've never heard of it. It honors Merle Watson and now Doc Watson's fantastic legacy that they've left us. And they have this contest. It's called the Chris Austin Songwriting Contest. I encourage you, if you're a songwriter, to enter it. It's pretty amazing. People like Gillian Welsh, you know, have won this title. And several people will enter this every year, thousands of people. And they invite 10 folks to go compete at the stage at Merle Fest. So they invited us to participate and to compete. And we went down there, and we brought the blue ribbon home to the Bluegrass State. And it makes us very proud to sing this song. This is a song I wrote for coal and for mountains and for miners. And it's called Cigarette Trees. And this is the first track on our first album. And the first line is, you piss in my boot and you tell me it's rain. You smell like money on land you reclaim. And I was like, Montana, I don't know if that should be the first line. And she was like, if you're going to say it, it might as well be the first line of the whole album.
So, get out there quick.
Can I hear you? Let her rip.
Burn faster than you'd log these.
Thank you very much. You know, you got to keep writing new ones. And this is one that our pal Don Rogers wrote. We sing a lot of his songs. He's, I think we might even have two songs on the set of his to do tonight. He's a fantastic songwriter with a family that's very deep within Kentucky roots. A lot of folks don't know this, but String Bean used to live with their family and was taken in. They took in lots of bluegrassers that needed a little bit of help. And String Bean taught some songs of their families to Bill Monroe. And so if you're familiar with, like, well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long, it's a Rogers family song. And a lot of, you know, it was made popular by Bill Monroe. It's kind of amazing. And this is the funniest song we know. So that's all we got. This is "He Split the First Church of God."
God gave us a true story.
Based on a true story. You could probably relate. And God gave us a sense of humor, so. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done. He split the First Church of God. He preached a sermon in his jeans. Good Lord, he preached a sermon in his jeans. That holy book with that casual fashion look. He split First Church of God. He split First Church of God. He split First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done. He split First Church of God. The hymnals from the pews, and he made the people sing from an elevated screen. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done, but he split the First Church of God. Behind a guitar amplifier, he split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done, but he split the First Church of God. He put her on the pay, but it was not like Tammy Faye. He split the First Church of God. And he passed that off and played around. With Lord, he passed that off and played around. He passed that played around and said, lay your money down. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done. But he split the First Church of
so much. That's like we said, that's the funniest song we got. And we play that song about everywhere we go. maybe sometimes we play at places that we shouldn't. We've played it to two church youth groups, and they didn't know who Tammy Faye Baker was, had not a clue. And we're not very old, but that put some years on us right there. And earlier this year in January, February, we were lucky enough to go on a grand European tour with Mr. Coulter Wall. I figured a few people in here might know who Coulter Wall is. He's our buddy. Oh, bless you. Gesundheit, as they would say in Germany. And we played that song while we were over there. And bless their hearts, they really didn't really get it.
But they laughed and they clapped.
Except the Germans, they didn't laugh.
They didn't laugh at all.
They didn't do nothing. They just stood there like this. But then when we got done, they were very, they were just very attentive, I think. I don't know. We weren't used to it. But, it went right over their big, tall, Swedish heads.
So it's been really great to be back in, the Bible Belt and be playing that song. People can really, truly identify.
We played in New York one time, and we said something like, y'all have Church of God up here? And they're like, no, we're all atheists. And we're like, oh, okay, all right, well, you're not going to get it either, but here it is. Well, this is a song we'll do that I first heard by Cousin Emmy. Cousin Emmy was from Barron County, Kentucky. And once it gets past, Central Kentucky, my counties, I get kind of lost out here, but that's close, right? Are we in Barron County?
We're in Warren.
In Warren. Close enough. Thank you.
One letter off.
Yeah, so she was a great, great entertainer, and this is one of my favorite songs. We'll send this out to Connie and Stacy. I know they're somewhere here tonight. They're our girlfriends, and they'd appreciate this. It's called Come On, You Kentucky Gals. So, won't have windows near at all.
in space. That is the way of the West Virginia race. That is the way of the West Virginia race. Johnny cakes and venison and sassafras tea.
So, you all know now that if you've got a West Virginia man, just get rid of him. It's so funny because Montana doesn't date anyone from West Virginia, but Montana and I do. Mm-mm. So we ought to.
No, no.
Or Megan and I do.
No, no.
So we ought to start heeding some advice.
You didn't tell me early enough.
And I already knew. That's the thing. And I still did it. Still doing it. I don't know. But this is a song that Montana wrote. It's called the Beattyville Bomber. Or if you're from Beattyville, the Beattyville Bomber. And affectionately, this is Frida.
Frida was my neighbor growing up. And, you know, if you're from a small town, you know that everybody likes to talk about everybody. So I wrote a song doing that, basically, and kind of elaborating on the rumors that I heard, which were bad enough already, but I don't blame Frida not one bit for what she did. Whatever it is that she did, maybe she just sat at home and knitted, I don't know, but that's not what people said.
Frida was her real name.
Yeah.
And these aren't necessarily things that we know that she did. She's alive and well.
But it's my intellectual property. Well, she lived up the road just a mile or two. She kept her nose clean and the dirt of her shoes. Well, she never let on all secrets she kept. Like where she been, where the husband slept. Now Frida, she knew what the people say, but the people she knew didn't live with her pay. So she worked as a lady with her own free rights, keeping the company of a man by night. Oh, Frida, don't you worry, ain't time you'll cry, and you don't hang your head at the deep she died. Oh, Frida, hang on, just you wait for it. Shot and her knees had gone to hell. She wished she could find work that was honest, instead of digging after dollars in a dirty man's pocket. Now her looks were gone, but she still worked. She guys, and please make Megan Gregory welcome. We'd like to feature her on a song. She's one of our favorite singers, and it'd be great if she was singing all these songs too, so we might just make her sing the rest of them. But this is a this is another song by Don Rogers, and it's a pretty big movement right now happening where we're at to make this the state song. It's called I'm a Kentuckian, and this is my favorite song I heard last year. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and I think you all will be able to identify. So that we aren't getting or giving dirty looks from each other, like, it's one of y'all.
What did you do?
Is it me? I don't know.
So I came from British parents, raised in Alabama. So I'm a Bama Brit. And I have lived all over the South. I never left the South. I just couldn't leave the South. So I ended up going to Tennessee. To the East Tennessee State University bluegrass program there. Yeah, because I was looking to find some kind of roots music. I was raised on classical music, but I was wanting something more related to the inside, the inside of me, I think. So, and then I found my way to Kentucky and met these girls, and so now I'm a Kentuckian. Proud to be, that's right. But also very proud to be a world citizen, and this song is definitely to me a coming together for Americans and in a time when we need it. Yeah.
Greg and Gregory.
So are you all cool with that being the new state song and everything?
I don't even think we should run it by Matt Bevin. I think we should just do it ourselves.
Put it right over his head.
Everybody starts singing it, and it just has to be the way it is.
Yeah, that's such a fantastic song. And we're honored to be able to sing it. You know, as a specifically, you know, like a Southerner, I don't know why, but we just feel so tied to places. You know, I don't know if there's any other place where we are so happy to be from where we are, even though, you know, outside media can sometimes make fun of us or just have some nasty things to say. And we're so content with being right here. And I wrote a song about kind of wanting to be tied to the land and why we want to be tied to the land. And my mom told me this one time, and she doesn't even remember it, but she told me, she's like, when I die, just throw me in the thicket. I don't even care. She's like, I want to be right here. She said, I don't want you to waste a bunch of money on me and, you know, put me in a box or burning me up. And I was like, I think that's illegal, Mom. And she's like, I don't care. And she doesn't remember any of this, but I remember it plain as day. And I didn't really realize what she was talking about, but, you know, I live on a beautiful orchard in Woodford County, and I'm so tied to that peace, and I feel like I always have it with me, you know? So I wrote a song called Throw Me in the Thicket When I Die, just for my mama.
And be scared of snakes together. I was riding high from toes to crown, my head held up and my heels thrust down. That's the way I carry myself today. Throw me in the thicket when I die. Let the earth reclaim my body. Let the worms devour my insides. It's fed me now for oh so long. I'll feed it for days back on. And for all that's worth to you, I'd bet the farm. My daddy said he'd die upon his farm for to tie him even closer to the Lord's foreclosure. His soul dispersed along this ground. Somebody hauled him into town. Still I place little tractors on his grave. Throw me in the thicket when I die. Let the earth reclaim my body. Let the worms devour my insides. It's fed me now for oh so long. I'll feed it for days back on. And for all that's worth to you, I'd bet the farm. Or baby's craft. The graveyard's looking overrun these days. So throw me in the thicket when I die. Let the earth reclaim my body. Let the worms devour my insides. It's fed me now for oh so long. I'll feed it for days back on. And for all that's worth to you, I bet the farm. I bet the farm.
Oh, high on the mountain, oh, so high. Whippoorwill sings a lonesome cry. Gone to the mountain for to cry away with my soul. Oh, high on the mountain, frosty morn, creeping through the shucks of corn. Lonesome dead owls, lonesome poor, away with my soul.
Y'all very much. We are working on a new recording project. We came out with our first album in 2016, I believe it is. So now it's old. It's in the way. But we had to order 1,000 new copies of it just the other day, because that's how it is when you ain't got a new CD to push. So if you don't have one, we'd love to get rid of one and or two or three, however many you want to take and give Christmas gifts. But we are working on a new CD, and this project that we're working on is actually a gospel album. And if you've noticed, we've done several gospel album or several gospel songs this evening, and that last one we just did will be on the album. And we're really excited for it because we love gospel music, and we don't think that it has to be faith-based or faith-driven or anything like that. It's just beautiful music, and it can move you, it compel you, and we love it, and we're exploring different styles of gospel music. And my dad, he's real involved in what we do. He comes to lots of shows, and when I told him that we were going to make a gospel album, remember, he's a railroader, right? When I told him we were going to make a gospel album, he said, "Baby, now, religious people are funny. And religious music is funny, and you better be careful about that." And I said, "Dad, you know, it's you know, an exploration of gospel music, and a way to kind of highlight all the gospel music that we have here in Kentucky, and in West Virginia, and Tennessee, and Alabama, and all over the Southeast." And this next song we are also going to include on it. It was written by a friend of ours named Robbie Wells, and he's from one of the greatest musical families in the Southeast region, the Wells family. And he's passed away. He passed away due to cancer a few years ago, and he's greatly missed. But we love to do this song in his honor and for his family every chance we can. And we had a lot of fun recording this song. It's called By the Waters of the James.
We'll send this one out to his namesake. He's got a niece now named, great niece, named Ophelia Robbie Wells.
Aww.
So this is for Ophelia.
Thank you.
just had a card that just popped up and told us we had 5 minutes left, and we don't know if that song was 5 minutes or not. So we're not really sure what to do, but I guess let's just play a fiddle tune. That sounds fun. Let's do that.
So yeah, we're off
there. Oh, we're off there. We can do all of our raunchy cussing songs.
Oh, now you gotta deliver.
Which, you know, we didn't ask if we were allowed to say piss or hail or anything, and we did. So
I guess they'll bleep it.
I hope you bleep it. Like I want a little E beside it. We can do that. You wanna do it?
Sure.
Yeah, it's only been 100 years since we sang that song. We recorded it and then sang it a few times. This is a test. Let's see how many of y'all remember the words. Brain games that you play on your phone, that's what that there is for. It's hard.
Yeah. You got us a little scared. Right there. don't tell nobody that we don't really know that song as good as we once did.
But now I'm a Kentuckian, we know all the words to that
one. Yeah, we know all the words to that one. So, I'm going to play a Kentucky fiddle tune for you. This is a tune called Old Aunt Jenny with Her Nightcap On. And you can interpret that however you like. Megan's husband calls it, Old Aunt Jenny, get your clothes off.
Get your nightgown off.
But, you know, we're preservationists. Do what you can to remember it. It's an old tune, and it needs to be honored. It's Old Aunt Jenny. Bell County. So fun. That's a really fun, obscure, kind of quirky tune. We play that at lots of square dances. So if you ever find yourself around Lexington or East Kentucky, we play at lots of square dances. Got a bunch of them coming up next week. Playing at the Rowan County Arts Center, I think, on Wednesday. Then playing another one at Metagreen Bluegrass Park in Clay City. So come see us and come dance if you're ever in the area. Look up what we're doing. We're usually around that neck of the woods. And this is probably my favorite song to hear Montana sing. It's called Rock, Salt, and Nails. You may be familiar with it. Utah Phillips wrote this song. So Montana said that she really just wants to sing songs that other state names have written. And so this is the only one that she's willing to sing. We make her sing all the other ones. But we'll learn this from Jody Crow and the New South.
On the banks of the river, where the willows are.
Buckley and Megan Gregory on twin fiddles.
Now the nights are so long, Lord, sorrow.
Thank you so much for coming out and spending your Saturday night. I think it's Saturday night with us. And that just really means the world to us. You didn't have to be here. You could have been home on the couch watching Netflix. And so it just really means the world that you all would come out and support live music. That just, it's just astounding. So thank you so very much. It means the world.
Thanks to the Lost River Sessions for also curating this show, having it at this beautiful theater. This is an awesome theater. We've never been in here before.
Well, we're going to do another Cousin Emmy tune, and this is going to be our last song. We were really just so inspired by Cousin Emmy. You know, she could play 15 different instruments, one of which was the rubber glove. And she could play it like nobody's business. Like you'd never seen before. And she did a lot of what we like to do, which is run around and learn tunes from friends and people in our community and all over the place, you know. And she learned this one from a dirty old railroader. And she cleaned it up and she put it right on the radio. And this is one of our absolute favorite songs, and we're so happy to leave you with it. Called the Freight Train Blues.
Drivers was my lullaby. The freight train whistle taught me how to ride. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I've got them in the bottom of my shoes. When the whistle blows, I'm never gonna lose. on that southbound freight. I got the freight train blues. Lottie, 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 I've got them in the bottom of my shoes. When I'm so close, I gotta go.
Appreciate it. Thank you and good night.